Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the new Monday show on blogtalkradio.com, where the good news is shared. I am Charlene, your hostess and flock leader of Personal Devotion Assembly Care. Thank you for listening to this religious education radio talk show, where we educate and inspire one another and promote good deeds captured of entertainers and marketplace venues. At this time, you should have a notebook, pencil, and Bible for our Bible study. Please use the King James Version, as I will help you to understand its meaning during the discussion. Just a reminder, I am not a preacher with a certificate. Today's Bible study lesson will be from, we're going to continue within the book of Job, beginning with chapter 29, verse 1. The new Monday show believes in God as the maker of heaven and earth, and from whom all thoughts of truth and peace proceed, who came down to earth in the image of a humble servant to serve humankind. The new Monday show calls him Jesus. Other faith believers may refer to him as such names as Yeshua or Isa. The New Monday Show believes in the Holy Trinity of God and the promise of his return. Social calendar events and announcements. Today is United Nations Day, an international peacekeeping organization. We remember Sarah J. Hale, Sheila Stewart, and Maureen O'Hara. And it's also Make a Difference Day. For today's birthdays, we have Monica, Daniel Glover, Drake, and Bill Wyman. Tomorrow, we remember Pablo Picasso, and it's Sierra and Katy Perry's birthday. Wednesday, we remember Mahalia Jackson, and it's Pat Sajak's birthday. Thursday is Carrie Hilson, Lee Greenwood, and Kelly Osbourne's birthday. Friday, in theaters, Inferno. And it's also Mother-in-Law Day and the Statue of Liberty anniversary. For birthdays, on Friday, we have Julia Roberts, Ben Harper, and Thelma Hopkins. Saturday, we remember Al Molinaro of Happy Days. Remember Al DeVicchio, and it's Gabrielle Union and Tracy Ellis Ross's birthday. Sunday is Nia Long and Otis Big Daddy Williams' birthday. And also, we must be mindful that it's Halloween weekend. So some people may celebrate or pass out treats to children beginning probably Thursday through Sunday or Monday. In our prayers box, we have all families. At this time, you may say aloud names of celebrities, entrepreneurs, or families in need of prayer. For personal direction or group prayer, please email me at personaldevotion@familybondingportal.com. Globally, the major faith believers are Jews who use the Torah, Christians who use the Bible, and Muslims who use the Bible and or Quran. then I believe there is only one God, one human race that descended from one couple, Adam and Eve, one heaven, one hell, and one way to achieve salvation and eternal bliss. Now, as we prepare for our meditation poem, I want you to focus on self and your unique household. So let's take a deep breath. Slowly exhale out all the negativity of the weekend, of today, or of what you may have to do this evening. Meditation poem, I Am, by Michael Wynn. Let's say aloud slowly, shall we? I am strong. I am gentle. I am proud. I am humble. I am confident. I am beautiful. I am intelligent. I am becoming all that I can be. We are all children of God. Deep breath again. And slowly exhale. Today I proclaim that I believe in the Holy Trinity of God. I give thanks to Him on this day and forevermore for sending Jesus to save me from eternal sin. I believe in the unique calling of my ministry and this fellowship. Holy Spirit, guide me continuously so that I do not stray from the purpose of its creation. Lord, allow wisdom and knowledge to enter into the souls of all my audiences to be endured forever within their unique household upon generation. My soul says, Amen. Visitors, if you've never read the Holy Bible, please open the Bible at this time. The first few pages should list the Old and New Testaments accordingly. Within the Testaments are books, in the books are chapters, and the chapters are verses. The Torah, for believers who use it, includes the Old Testaments, which are recorded in the Holy Bible that we use today. New listening members, do not read ahead of our scripture lesson episode. If you feel led, read over assigned scriptures again or share with family or friends. Again, our Bible read-along will be from the book of Job, beginning with chapter 29, verse 1. Faith believers, ready? Let's begin our read-along. Moreover, Job continued his parable and said, Oh, that I were as in months past, as in the days when God preserved me, when his candle shined upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness. As I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle, when the Almighty was yet with me, when my children were about me, when I washed my steps with butter, and the rock poured me out rivers of oil, when I went out to the gate through the city, when I prepared my feet in the street, the young men saw me and hid themselves, and the aged arose and stood up. The princes refrained talking, and laid their hand on their mouth. The nobles held their peace, and their tongue cleaved to the roof of their mouth. When the ear heard me, then it blessed me. And when the eye saw me, it gave witness to me. Because I delivered the poor that cried, and the fatherless, and him that had none to help him. The blessings of him that was ready to perish came upon me. And I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. I put on righteousness, and it clothed me. My judgment was as a robe and a diadem. I was eyes to the blind, and feet was I to the lame. I was a father to the poor, and the cause which I knew not, I searched out. And I break the jaws of the wicked, and I plucked the spoil out of his teeth. Then I said, I shall die in my nest, and I shall multiply my days as the sand. My root was spread out by the waters, and the dew lay all night upon my branch. My glory was fresh in me, and my bow was renewed in my hand. Unto me men gave ear and waited and kept silence at my counsel. After my words they spake not again, and my speech dropped upon them. And they waited for me as for the rain, and they opened their mouth wide as for the latter rain. If I laughed on them, they believed it not. And the light of my countenance they cast not down. I chose out their way, and sat chief, and dwelt as a king in the army, as one that comforteth the mourners. Continuing with chapter 30, verse 1. But now, they that are younger than I have me in derision, whose father I would have disdained to have set with the dogs of my flock. Yea, whereto might the strength of their hands profit me, in whom old age was perished? For want and famine, they were solitary, fleeing into the wilderness in former time desolate and waste, who cut up mallows by the bushes, and juniper roots for their meat. They were driven forth from among men. They cried after them as after a thief, to dwell in the cliffs of the valleys and caves of the earth and in the rocks, among the bushes. They brayed. Under the nettles, they were gathered together. They were children of fools. Yea, children of base men. They were viler than the earth. And now am I their song. Yea, I am their byword. They abhor me They flee far from me and spare not to spit in my face, because he hath loosed my cord and afflicted me. They have also let loose the bridle before me. Upon my right hand rise the youth. They push away my feet, and they raise up against me the ways of their destruction. They mar my path. They set forward my calamity. They have no helper. They came upon me as a wide breaking in of waters. In the desolation they rolled themselves upon me. Terrors are turned upon me. They pursue my soul as the wind. And my welfare passeth away as a cloud. And now my soul is poured out upon me. The days of affliction have taken hold upon me. My bones are pierced in me in the night season, and my sinews take no rest. By the great force of my disease is my garment changed. It bindeth me about as the collar of my coat. He hath cast me into the mire, and I am become like dust and ashes. I cry unto thee, and thou dost not hear me. I stand up, and thou regardest me not. Thou art become cruel to me. With thy strong hand thou opposest thyself against me. Thou liftest me up to the wind. Thou causest me to ride upon it, and dissolveth my substance. For I know that thou wilt bring me to death, and to the house appointed for all living. How about he will not stretch out his hand to the grave, though they cry in his destruction? Did not I weep for him that was in trouble? Was not my soul grieved for the poor? When I looked for good, then evil came unto me. And when I waited for light, there came darkness. My bowels boiled and rested not. The days of affliction prevented me. I went mourning without the sun. I stood up and I cried in the congregation. I am a brother to the dragons and a companion to owls. My skin is black upon me, and my bones are burned with heat. My harp also is turned to mourning, and my organ and to the voice of them that weep. Continuing with chapter 31, verse 1. I made a covenant with mine eyes. Why then should I think upon a maid? Why? For what portion of God is there from above? And what inheritance of the Almighty from on high? Is not destruction to the wicked and a strange punishment to the workers of iniquity? Doth not he see my ways and count all my steps? If I had walked with vanity, or if my foot hath tasted to deceit, let me be weighed in an even balance that God may know mine iniquities or integrities. If my step hath turned out of the way, and my heart walked after mine eyes, and if any blot hath cleaved to my hands, then, pausing for a moment, then I would sort of understand. Continuing, then let me sow, and let another eat. Yea, let my offspring be rooted out. If mine heart had been deceived by a woman, or if I have laid wait at my neighbor's door, then let my wife grind unto another, and let others bow down upon her. For this is a heinous crime, yea, is an iniquity to be punished by the judges. For it is a fire that consumeth to destruction, and would root out all mine increase. If I did despise the cause of my manservant or of my maidservant when they contended with me, what then shall I do when God rises up and when he visiteth? What shall I answer him? Did not he that made me in the womb make him? And did not one fashion us in the womb? If I have withheld the poor from their desire, or have caused the eyes of the widow to fail, or if I had eaten my morsel myself alone, and the fatherless hath not eaten thereof, for from my youth he was brought up with me as with a father, and I have guided her from my mother's womb. If I had seen any perish for want or clothing, or any poor covering, if his loins have not blessed me, and if he were not warmed with the fleece of my sheep, if I had lifted up my hand against the fatherless when I saw my help in the gate, then I'd understand. Pausing for a moment, then let mine arm fall from my shoulder blade, and my arm be broken from the bone. For destruction from God was a terror to me, and by reason of his highness I could not endure. If I had made gold my hope, or have said to the fine gold, thou art my confidence. If I rejoiced because my wealth was, and because mine hand had gotten much, if I beheld the sun when it shined, or the moon walking in brightness, and my heart hath been secretly enticed, or my mouth hath kissed my hand, this also were an iniquity to be punished by the judge. For I should have denied the God that is above. If I rejoiced at the destruction of him that hated me, or lifted up myself when evil found him, neither have I suffered my mouth to sin by wishing a curse to his soul. If the men of my tabernacle said not, oh, that we had of his flesh, we cannot be satisfied. The stranger did not lodge in the street, but I opened my doors to the traveler. If I covered my transgressions as Adam, by hiding mine iniquity in my bosom, did I fear a great multitude, or did the contempt of families terrify me, that I kept silence and went not out of the door? Oh, that one would hear me! Behold, my desire is that the Almighty would answer me, and that mine adversary had written a book. Surely, I would take it upon my shoulder and bind it as a crown to me. I would declare unto him the number of my steps. As a prince would I go near unto him. If my land cry against me, or that the furrows likewise thereof complain, if I had eaten the fruits thereof without money, or have caused the owners thereof to lose their life, let thistles grow instead of wheat, and cockle instead of barley. The words of Job are ended. I want to repeat this verse. The words of Job are ended. Pausing for a moment. In other words, the complaints, the sorrows expressed by Job are now ended. And continuing with chapter 32 in a few minutes remaining, 1 through 5. So these three men ceased to answer Job, because he was righteous in his own eyes. Then was kindled the wrath of Elihu, the son of Barshel, the Buzite, of the kindred of Ram. Against Job was his wrath kindled, because he justified himself rather than God. Also against his three friends was his wrath kindled, because they had found no answer, and yet had condemned Job. Now, Elihu had waited till Job had spoken, because they were elder than he, pausing for a moment, or they were older than he. In verse 5, when Elihu saw there was no answer in the mouth of these three men, then his wrath was kindled. Thus ends the reading of God's words. For next time, we'll continue, beginning with verse 6 of chapter 32. I know that we're learning much about the expressions of Job and how yet he was still humble with faith of the one and true and living God that we also believe in. The one and true living God that we also believe in. So jot down any questions that you may have of this episode and email to me. This has been your hostess. I thank you again for participating at the new Monday show. My online page is the Family Bonding Portal at ShirleneStevens.com, where you will find other family-friendly amusements and personal devotion themes. May you have a blessed and productive week. And don't forget to smile to one stranger every day. This broadcast was provided by God in Christ Purpose Assembly. Now, amen. To the one who keeps us from going astray, we thank you for this time of learning. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things that you have both learned, received, and heard, and see in me, and see me do, do. And the God of peace shall be with you.